in the limelight.
The seven Republican senators who broke ranks by voting to convict former President Donald Trump at his impeachment trial faced immediate hostility and criticism from fellow conservatives, revealing the potentially high cost of opposing Trumpism within the Republican Party. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Victoria Bekimpis. The piece is titled, Seven Republican Rebels Who Voted to Convict Feel Trumpists' Fury. Stay with us for more. The seven Republican senators who broke ranks by voting to convict former President Donald Trump at his impeachment trial faced immediate hostility and criticism from fellow conservatives, revealing the potentially high cost of opposing Trumpism within the Republican Party. These senators, North Carolina's Richard Burr, Louisiana's Bill Cassidy, Maine's Susan Collins, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, Utah's Mitt Romney, Nebraska's Ben Sasse, and Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, brought the total number of guilty votes to 57. That was not nearly enough to secure a conviction, but easily enough to ensure instant attack from fellow Republicans and others on the right of the Republican Party. The reaction was a powerful illustration of the strength of Donald Trump's grip on the Republican Party, even though he's out of office. Let's impeach Renos from the Republican Party. Donald Trump's son and conservative favorite, Donald Trump Jr., said on Twitter, using the insulting acronym for Republicans in name only, RENO. The instant backlash came from powerful right-wing media figures as well. Conservative Fox News host Laura Ingraham commented, Prediction, none of the Republicans who voted in the affirmative today will speak at the 2024 GOP convention. For Senator Cassidy, there was almost instant retribution from his own state. Jeff Landry, the Republican Attorney General of Louisiana, tweeted, Senator Bill Cassidy's vote is extremely disappointing. The local party agreed and its executive committee unanimously voted to censure Cassidy for his vote. We condemn in the strongest possible terms the vote today by Senator Bill Cassidy to convict former President Donald Trump. Fortunately, clearer heads prevailed, and President Trump has been acquitted of the impeachment charge filed against him, the Republican Party of Louisiana similarly said in a statement. Bill Cassidy was not alone, as Richard Burr's state party in North Carolina also went immediately on the attack. Michael Whatley, North Carolina's Republican Party chair, condemned his colleague in a statement saying, North Carolina Republicans sent Senator Burr to the United States Senate to uphold the Constitution, and his vote today to convict in a trial that he declared unconstitutional is shocking and disappointing. Even Republicans who voted to acquit Donald Trump were not necessarily spared from conservative backlash, including the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The lawmaker said that he voted to acquit over a jurisdictional issue, and because Donald Trump was no longer in office, Mitch McConnell didn't think impeachment was in its purview. However, McConnell also firmly criticized Donald Trump following the acquittal, saying, There is no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of that day, and that he's still liable for everything he did whilst he was in office. He didn't get away with anything yet. Trump's circle was displeased at the lack of fealty, despite the vote to acquit. If only Mitch McConnell was so righteous as the Democrats trampled Trump and the Republicans whilst pushing Russia collusion theory for 3 years, or whilst Democrats incited 10 months of violence, arson and rioting. yet then he just sat back and did nothing, said Trump Jr. These attacks come as party-line Republicans have ratcheted up their efforts to unseat dissenting conservatives in upcoming primaries. The 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump are already seeing primary opponents trying to unseat them and replace them with Trump loyalists. Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican congressman and dogged Trump loyalist, even flew to Cheyenne in Wyoming in late January to hold a rally against senior Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who backed impeachment. Defeat Liz Cheney in this upcoming election, Matt Gaetz commented. And Wyoming will bring Washington to its knees. How can you call yourself a representative when you don't represent the will of the people? Matt Gaetz also described Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, as a beltway bureaucrat turned fake cowgirl that supported an impeachment that is deeply unpopular in the state of Wyoming.